Got it. We're up and running.
So is the trade war? If it's self-inflicted, is it a civil war? I don't know. The trade civil war, the trade war in America? Yeah, it's like a war in America. So this is the thing with the quote, the new tariffs, is that they're not tariffs. And Trump, it's really hard to imagine how dumb this man is, because he doesn't seem to really have any idea what a tariff is. Because I don't know if you've caught this yet, but these tariffs were just recently implemented, and people were like, what? We don't even know that the tariffs you're referencing is, like, they say Venezuela and all these countries have these tariffs, and they don't know where these numbers are coming from, because they're not, like, the tariffs in Europe are like 2%, but they're claiming they're like 30%. And so people finally kind of decoded it. I think the White House finally came out and said, yes, the White House did actually come out and say how they calculated the tariffs, which was batshit crazy, but it was only after people figured out that what he's doing is he's looking at the trade deficit with each country. Like, what is the trade deficit America has with, say, some random Icelandic country or Antarctic country where no one lives? I don't know. Whatever you want to take.
The penguins. It's all the penguins.
Those goddamn penguins. Anyway, so you take that trade deficit, cut it in half, and that's the tariff.
Oh, wow. That's like, I haven't been following it.
How much not of a tariff is that? I
don't know. I got a text early this morning and from a friend. I keep getting these calls and texts, and she's like, the stock market's going to tank again. I'm like, oh, my God. I can't follow it. I just can't. I'm exhausted with this stuff.
As a sub note, this is one of the things that annoys me. People are saying, oh, my 401k is getting decimated. All my money's going away. Look, it doesn't go anywhere until you sell. Okay. So it can go up and down. It's going down right now. Like, most of my 401k is in Apple stock because I'm a moron and I don't diversify. Apple was one of the hardest hit. So I don't look at it, and I don't care, because I'm not going to pull from it. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter for like another 10 or 20 years, hopefully.
Right, right.
But anyway.
Yeah, anyway. Well, that was a good wake-up call.
This just plays into this idea that how much of a mess this country has been made into over the past 3 months. It's only been 3 months, and it's just staggering how far Trump has crushed the U.S. in so little time.
It is.
And just to put this, one little thing, like, he's been complaining, and Vance has been running around complaining about how little European countries pay for their NATO support, their defense, and how little they pay into NATO and all that stuff. And so they finally say, actually, this is also in conjunction with the Trump, like, threatening to turn off the military systems that we sell them. So we sell them like F-22 Raptors. And I don't know if we have the capability of turning those things off remotely or not, but that's what Trump is threatening. So now that Europe turned around and said, you know what, okay, we need to start spending more on our defense. And because the systems you sell us, we can't really rely on because you're threatening to turn them off, we're not going to buy from you. We're going to make our own.
Right.
And now, literally, Vance yesterday said, that's not appropriate. What do you mean that's not appropriate? What the fuck do you expect them to do? If we're not supporting NATO anymore, and we're threatening to turn off the systems that we've already sold them, what are they supposed to do?
I don't know, James. Because they act like everyone should just bow down to them and just take their lead.
Where are they leading, though? They're not leading.
That's what I'm saying. That was my next point. What is the leadership position? And I'd like to know what the end game is here. I mean, I just see us becoming
more isolated. Well, we are. There's no question about that. I mean, he's wrecked the most powerful alliance in human history.
And it didn't take long. So where are our checks and balances? Or don't they matter because if someone just thumbs their nose at them, they just go away? I don't get it. Well, I don't understand how we've seen this country take this dive, this nosedive. I don't understand. I don't understand it.
Well, part of the checks and balances problem is that the GOP, which completely bows down to Trump, has control of basically all three branches of government right now. So the balances are out the window. Now, we do have some balances in the courts, but it turns out that those balances were largely based on the premise that the other two branches wouldn't completely ignore it.
Right.
Which Trump is doing. So that's a little bit depressing. But back to the military thing, we have the most powerful and technologically advanced military in the world. The reason we got to be there is because we're an open country that believes in free trade. People come here. We get the best brains in the world here. Mm-hmm. But also, We sell all that wonderful technology to our friends, which helps finance the development of the next wave of stuff. Without them doing that, we can't afford to make new stuff. Oh, guess what? That actually hurts our manufacturing sector. When you tell NATO to go, you know,
go away,
go sit and spin, yeah. they say, well, okay, while we're sitting and spinning, we're not going to buy any more of your military assets. And this is the best thing that could happen for China and Russia and the world, because they can't keep up with us. Because we had so many friends, everyone working together to build the best system in the world, and it's all gone now.
But a lot of the best systems in our country are gone. I mean, so much has been decimated. And I mean, you know, we could just go on and on with a litany of a list of this. And yeah, the military is a huge thing.
I'm kind of realpolitik adjacent. I don't believe in the kind of crap that they believe in. But at the end of the day, the reality in my mind is that all political power is based on the use of violence. And whoever has the most violence at their disposal is the one who really has all the power. And for 80 years, that was America. And America used that power. Well, okay, not great in some instances. We were kind of bullies in our own neighborhood, especially in our southern neighborhood. But we used it in a way that was generally for the global benefit.
Mm-hmm.
That's no longer the case.
No. Boy, that was depressing.
Hey, man, I'm sorry, but that's where we are now, and this is our response. The little things that we can do is, aside from getting off of Meta and Twitter, is to talk about it and make sure people understand where we are. And we have the receipts.
We do.
And they're not generated by AI.
Wow. That's something, isn't it?
Are you like that transition? Was that a
transition? That was a good transition. That was like...
So more bad news. It's just a bad article from Axios, which, you know, seems to be the tone for Axios these days. But they had this article that said scammers may benefit from ChatGPT's new image tool. Hey, Catherine, can you say ChatGPT for me?
ChatGPT.
GTTP?
I said GTTP.
Did you?
I'm working on a migraine here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
ChatGTP.
Well, I'll try to push you over the edge if I can.
Okay. Yeah, the article was very basic. But anyway, talk about it, because
it was basic, but also stupid, because their basic premise is, well, you know, I can go to ChatGPT now, and now it's so good at making text, because that was one of the problems with AI image generation, is it had a real problem making text.
Right.
Well, this new version is very good at it. So I said, well, you can just make a digital receipt, and then you can take it and scam all the people that you know, go to the coffee shop or something and show them a receipt for something you didn't actually buy. This basic problem here is that you're making a digital image of a receipt. You're not actually making a physical receipt that was printed on actual thermal paper where it actually looks like a physical receipt.
Right.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like bringing fake receipts. Like if I bring a fake receipt to Walmart, do you think they're going to honor it?
Well, they shouldn't. I don't know who honors what anymore. I don't think they will. How about like when you print receipts off from like Apple and stuff, you know, like lots of times like these stores are like, do you want a printed receipt? But that's still a receipt.
Most of the receipts that they were showing in the article was actually the ones that would be printed on the thermal paper from one of the...
And
it's like, I don't even understand what you're talking about right now, because that's not the same goddamn thing.
Okay.
So I'm not you personally. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, I would never attack you like that, Catherine.
Others would, but that's another story.
Well, I mean, I do to you at every time we podcast. But aside from those times, and the other thing that just kind of blew my mind is I'm looking at these things and like, okay, they're digital, so they're not real, so you can't really use them for anything. But guys, guess what? We've had Photoshop for like 40 years now. And
what I was going to say.
Could do the goddamn same thing in Photoshop.
Is this AI stuff? I mean, I don't know. I'm getting tired of hearing those two letters next to one another.
Well, there's a lot of nonsense.
Yeah, it just seems like everything AI. It's like, okay, now this is the it kid. You know, this is the new kid on the block. We have to talk about it
25-30 years ago, it was the internet. Internet, everything. Everything was the web.
Right. And the web.
Like literally 80% of it was nonsense. Pets.com, where are they today? Yahoo, believe this or not, kids, Yahoo was the number one internet property for a long time.
Yeah.
Until they weren't. And now they're just a joke. The last time they sold the company, it got sold for, I think, $5 million, which is nothing. It's an embarrassment.
Well, why is it, though, that scammers may benefit? It's like, just a quick aside, like maybe it is the article, maybe it isn't, and I'm just going to kind of blither away here, blather away, whatever I'm saying. Why is it that the use of this technology always has to devolve to some way to scam someone out of something? It's just like, is this the only use of this? It's like, let's just figure out how to scam people. Let's devote our time and energy to scamming. It just seems so ridiculous. Is this the...
It's a good way to make money. This is scamming people.
But that's... It sucks, though. It's...
Let me introduce you to the high-end art world.
No, I know that. I know. But it just seems like this... I don't know. Scammers may benefit. Good. Good.
Well, that and porn, obviously. That's the thing. Technology, that's what always gets benefited. The industries get benefited the most from new technology are scam and porn.
Porn and GPT. Scorm.
Porn and scam.
Scanner. Scorn. Well, that would be scorn. That doesn't sound right. But anyway, some AI will continue to evolve and it's just going to be more nonsense before there's anything good or there is good. I don't know.
One of the things I saw a lot of interesting comments in comment sections uh-huh. this week, and someone was talking about the Signal fiasco, you know,
right.
with Pete Hegseth.
Uh-huh.
They're referring to it as Whiskey Leaks.
I heard that. So now it's Whiskey Leaks?
Well, I like it. Because it's like, yeah, the guy's drunk and you don't like that, but he is drunk.
I don't know. I've not been keeping up with this shit. But you know one thing? I mean, the Signal issue has not been absolved yet. But they still continue with the whataboutism, don't they? What about Hillary's emails? What about Biden's garage?
Garage?
Yeah, didn't he have boxes in a garage?
Oh, in a closet.
Yeah. The current president had them in a bathroom. So, I mean, it's just like, I don't know what's... So, Whiskey Leaks, that kind of has a ring to it.
I think it was brilliant. I liked it.
Yeah.
I haven't forgotten about it. It's not over yet.
This week was a hard week for me. I've just had a headache all flipping week. And I don't know if it's the weather or what the hell's going on. Maybe I'm dehydrated. I was kind of on a news fast intermittently.
Ooh.
And I really have very little contact. I don't watch MSNBC or none of that. I don't have any of that since I dropped Dish Network. And so I primarily would look at a couple things on YouTube, like The Bulwark or Midas Touch. I mean, that's kind of where I'm getting some of my news. But from what I've seen or what little I've looked at, has this story taken a back burner? Because it seems like the media or what is not really covering it. Or is it just that there's so much other egregious shit going on that they, you know.
Yes.
They're just not
that's the
keeping
problem.
Up with it.
There's new stuff every day, and it's hard to keep up with the old stuff because the new stuff is so egregious. The old egregious stuff gets taken over by the new egregious stuff.
Okay.
And that would be the terrorists.
So please, tell me. Yeah, tell me if someone didn't forget about the Signal Whiskey Leak. Whiskey Signal Leak.
Whiskey Leaks?
Whiskey Leaks.
The Signal Debacle.
Yeah, the Signal debacle.
Well, I kept the receipts.
I just don't want them to forget about it. I don't want them to forget
about
it.
We're not forgetting. Nobody's forgetting about it. Like, you just keep it in your back pocket. When you need to argue with someone, just bring it up.
I don't want to argue with anyone.
They tried to pretend like it's over, but it wasn't even investigated. You know, at least with Hillary's emails, they investigated the crap out of that and turned out, there was nothing there.
They sure did. I will forever in my mind see Trey Gowdy just sitting there. Like, Trey Gowdy, wasn't that the guy who kept...
I have no idea.
Okay, well, you can cut that out, but okay. I remember like watching those hearings and stuff. But like just watching the hearing and watching her respond and all the content that was blown up around that. And I just, not blown up, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, it absolutely was.
So I just didn't want them to forget about Signal Leaks.
Like I said, it's up to us to not to forget.
Okay, we will not forget. What else is going on? I feel like I'm like losing it today.
The only other thing I want to say about Signal is that, you know, a lot of things get me upset. One of the things that gets me upset the most, obviously, is Andy Warhol. But the signal debacle, that actually was more upsetting to me than Warhol.
At least something rose to the occasion.
That's a new level. But there's also stuff out there, again, in the comments section. This was in response to something that Trump did. I saw this in the comments, and I was like, damn, that's perfect. And the comment is, quote, dementia. Well, don't me as if I'm about to give a quote.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Okay, start it over.
Thank you. Quote, dementia, always with the okay?
Did I say okay? Yes,
you did. You did exactly the same.
Just start over and cut all this shit out. Go ahead.
Quote,
I'll put it over here.
Dementia or performance art, who can really tell? It was in response to Trump, but that just stands on its own. I was thinking, like, every performance art thing I've seen, you could reclassify as dementia and you wouldn't know the difference. Like a naked woman standing in gallery. Dementia? Well, probably. I think that seems like something that would happen with dementia. That is something that happens with dementia. Person lying down in gallery and falling asleep. That sounds like dementia to me.
Right.
Performance art or dementia? Person sitting down in the middle of the gallery and starting eating soup. Dementia?
It could be performance art.
If it sounds plausible that it's dementia, it's probably not art.
Okay. So a lot of performance art then isn't art, is what you're saying.
Catherine, that's been my whole point of this podcast.
I know. But I saw that clip and I was just shaking my head because I didn't know the groceries was an old-fashioned term.
It is when you've never gone to the grocery store.
And I didn't know it was a bag full of stuff or whatever. I mean, I'm like, what the hell? I mean, I was like, this is actually performance art. I mean, I'll go with that. That was like probably as good as anything I've seen on Grand Avenue. You know what I'm saying? I mean.
Through his campaign, he was talking about groceries.
Right.
But he didn't really know what that meant. So someone literally explained to him last week what groceries are.
Oh, my God.
And so he's like, huh, I didn't know that. I never gone grocery shopping, quote, grocery shopping at a grocery store. He's probably never even been in a grocery store. Why would he have been?
Probably not.
And this happens to him all the time. Like someone explains basic things to him and then he suddenly gets out in front of the TV and starts talking like he's the first one to ever realize what this thing really is.
I know. It's just, if it only were performance art.
He is so full of stupid, it's just hard to quantify.
Maybe it's both. Maybe it's
what?
Performance art and dementia.
It can't be both.
Why not?
You can't be a mental, you can't sell a mental disorder as art. That's just wrong. That's abusive. That's abusive, Catherine.
Well, I just shook my head.
I guess that's the destiny of humanity.
The destiny of humanity. Boy, that quote, it didn't age well.
I guess our destiny of humanity is over. I mean, we're going straight to hell because that's what Elon said about the Wisconsin special election for the Supreme Court of Wisconsin. And Elon lost. So I guess we're doomed.
I was so happy. I think we're far from doomed. I was so relieved that went down like that. And, you know, it's like, is this a new era? Just a quick question, James, and you may or may not be able to answer this. But
I'll answer it.
I mean, I thought... Not too far back in the day, and Larry David even did a whole skit, you know, a whole shtick on this on his show about giving water to someone in line for to vote. Like you're not supposed to like give water bottles to people. How can Elon Musk give people $1 million checks?
Because no one's checking the checkers.
But I mean, isn't that just oligarchs buying our elections?
Yeah, but the problem is it takes so long to actually litigate this stuff that the election's over by the time it's ruled to be illegal. But it's obviously illegal.
And it obviously didn't work, but like...
No, well, thankfully. But it doesn't matter. People are saying, oh, wow, Elon blew $25 million on that. It doesn't matter, Elon.
It doesn't matter.
$25 million
no.
isn't pocket change. It's pocket lint.
Would you have taken the check if he offered it to you?
Yeah. And then I would have voted for the Democrat.
Uh-huh.
So was he going to sue me?
Well, how would he know? He's not supposed to know who you voted for, right?
You know what I would do, Catherine?
What?
I would go and use ChatGPT... to create a voting card to show that I voted for Elon Musk.
Okay.
And Elon's like, no, that wasn't right. You were supposed to vote for Republicans. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Your instructions unclear.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be a good one. Yeah, he doesn't even seem real to me anymore. He just reminds me of a meme. Of a meme.
Of a meme.
Or like I said earlier, a fluffy anime character. He just looks fluffy to me.
You remember that scene in Tron where the guy gets sucked into the computer? He gets digitized?
Barely.
God, you're a terrible Gen Xer. That's what happens. He gets sucked. He gets digitized. And sucked. And it's, you just made me think of that. It seems like Musk has been sucked into the meme world.
Yeah, I think he is a meme. And that's not a good or bad thing. It just seems like when I see him, I don't really see a person. I see like this representation of a person. It's almost like looking at a caricature of a person.
How is that not a bad thing? You completely dehumanized him. That's a bad thing, Catherine. Dehumanizing people is bad. Yes, you made him literally into a meme. You say you don't see him as a person anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry, Elon.
Which is true. I mean, because he's so outrageous and he's such a characterization of a person rather than an actual person.
Right, but it's like...
And I think Twitter has done that to him.
Maybe, yeah. It's just like, I think at some point, I don't know the guy and I hate talking about him, but it seems like something happened. And now he's just like this, like an image of himself. I don't know. Yeah, I didn't mean to depersonalize him. It's just how he presents.
Dehumanize.
Okay. Again, with the migraine.
Well, but he's trying to dehumanize everyone else, so it seems only fair to dehumanize him.
Yeah, but he just
back.
Seems like, I mean, when I see him, I see almost like, not like Bugs Bunny or something, but like a character. It makes me sad for him.
Yeah, I don't know if you're aware of this, Catherine, but Bugs Bunny is not a person. It's a character.
I know. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I used to love Bugs Bunny.
Why don't you love Bugs Bunny?
No, I love.
Now?
No, I mean.
Oh,
I
you
don't,
do?
I never
okay.
Said,
yeah. You said you used to.
I know, but I used to watch the cartoons, but I don't watch cartoons anymore.
I feel like I can't respond to the words you actually use.
I know. Maybe it's some performance art.
Oh, you mean dementia? Okay, I get it.
I hope not.
So I saw the meme of him, like saying something, you know, quote, insightful or whatever. And it was him. He's standing there and he's looking like a wise person.
Uh-huh.
Very simple. And I'm thinking, oh my God, I think I can make some memes with this. So we may be doing some memes.
Okay, well.
And not nice ones. Not nice ones.
Okay, well.
I don't have any positive feelings towards Elon. Uh-huh. They're all pretty negative now.
Well, I've heard some, you know, like sometimes you hear people talk and they use a lot of words and like I can't figure out what they're saying. And that's kind of sometimes like right now I'm speaking.
When they give a Sieg Heil, what am I saying? What am I saying? When they give
Sieg Heil.
Sieg Heil, thank you. When they give a Sieg Heil, it doesn't matter what they're saying so much. You can just watch them.
Right. That was very upsetting, and he still denies it.
Yeah, I know. Plausible deniability. Like I said before, it's like you don't go out and do that on stage in one of the biggest crowds you've ever been in front of. You don't go out in front on a stage like that without knowing exactly what you're saying.
Right. It's just...
And so it was totally pre-planned, and he even, like I said, he did it just on the border enough so that he could have plausible deniability.
Right. Right.
But you know, Catherine, not all is doom and gloom.
Oh, what's good?
Because there are still human beings out there that know which end is up.
Uh-huh.
And Pete, not Hegseth, the other Pete. You know, it's too bad that these guys have the same first name because I could otherwise just say to hell with all Petes.
No.
Pete Buttigieg had a nice little rant. I'm going to play it right now.
Okay.
This is part of a bigger pattern, right? The sloppiness and the incompetence, whether it's firing the people who were in charge of keeping our nuclear weapons safe, apparently by accident, and then scrambling to hire them back on, whether it's sending an email to try to buy out air traffic controllers in the middle of an air traffic control shortage, and then scrambling after a plane crash to say, oh, that never applied to them, whether it's that Doge site, their so-called wall of receipts, thinking that they were proving that they saved the taxpayer $8 billion with a B, not realizing that the contract they were talking about was $8 million with an M, which means they were off by 100,000%. And now this incredibly grave and serious matter of taking classified information about American battle plans involving American troops and randomly sending those battle plans to the wrong guy. If they don't understand the seriousness of that, then they don't understand how their jobs affect the lives of ordinary American people. And as an American, having the most powerful people in your country not take their responsibilities seriously can be lethal.
So that's Pete.
Yeah.
Just follow Pete. I mean, he wraps it up really nicely there. I don't know what else to add to it. And that was from TikTok. I will link in our show notes
good.
If you want to go take a look at the actual video.
No, I like him. And I like that he just says it without... engaging in ad hominem attacks. He just kind of tells it like it is. I mean, it's a very smart approach, which I really appreciate.
Yeah, it's based on fact, and he says it calmly. Like, this is what I want in a president.
Exactly.
Guy who actually knows the facts, who's been there, who's done the stuff, and is calm and can deal with things rationally.
Yes. That's a lot to ask for these days.
Phil DeFranco had a really nice take on basically exposing the rewriting of history that the Trump administration is trying to take on through pushing around and bullying the Smithsonian museums.
Oh, God, that is just, it's not just the Smithsonian. It's like a lot of it. I mean, he's taken on.
Well, I know, but this is specifically this week, it was the Smithsonian museums. But if you need a guide to show if the person is a fascist or not, rewriting history is a pretty big tick on that checkbox of, is he a fascist? Mm-hmm. Let's play the is he a fascist game this week.
Oh, God.
And I think we've checked off another box. Trying to rewrite history, that's a fascist move.
I know. Just, you know, the National Endowment of the Arts taking such a hit and going after, you know, the museums and the arts. It's just, you know, to change our perception of reality. When I was reading about this and reading about the Smithsonian, just the one thing I want to interject, I don't know if it was the Heard or the Phoenix Art Museum, but they had a really nice display about the old Indian school.
Mm-hmm, right.
Have you ever seen that?
I must have, because I've been there many times.
And it was very moving, and I can't believe I can't remember which museum it was.
Well, it sounds like the herd.
Yeah. Does that have to be removed now?
Well, thankfully, that's a state thing, not a federal thing.
Okay, good. But, you know, and I don't think that our governor would capitulate, but it's just like, I started thinking about all this stuff. It's like, you know, art is every culture's way of expressing, and you can't just take it away.
Oppressors always try to wipe out an indigenous culture or whatever culture they're trying to wipe out.
Right.
One of the ways they do that is to wipe out the culture or the art or the craft or the language, the diet.
Uh-huh.
These are all things that are on the hit list. You want to erase them as much as you can.
Right.
Because you're probably doing something bad to them. And so if you see any indications of who they were, that reminds you of what a terrible person you are.
Mm-hmm. I guess we just got to hold on tight. And I'll keep supporting the arts. How do we end this today?
I don't know. What was the thing, the biggest thing of this week?
The biggest thing this week?
Yeah.
In the news?
Well, just for you, what do you think was a big thing?
But I did get the more tile placed in my house. We're whittling away at the finishing touches of the flooring system here. So that was a big thing.
I don't know if I should include this in the podcast.
Okay, go ahead.
So we were watching Deep Space Nine. There was an episode where Major Kira is giving birth.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's one of those big birth things. Uh-huh. Like, oh, come and see the birth. Right, you're about right. to miss it. Oh, come. And I was there for the birth of my son. Uh-huh. I didn't really enjoy it that much. Uh-huh. And I've been keeping that quiet to myself because I don't want to upset my wife.
Right.
I've kept my mouth shut for 20 years. But when we were watching that, she said, yeah, I didn't really enjoy the birthing thing. And she says, at one point, they put a mirror down so I could see what was happening uh-huh. down there. And I asked them to take the mirror right. away because I didn't want to see that. And when she said that, I was like, I felt exactly the same way. Uh-huh. I didn't want to see that either.
Right.
I've seen horror movies that were easier to watch.
Right. I've been to many deliveries, and I know exactly what you're saying.
Did you enjoy being around?
No, I did not. No. I didn't work newborn nursery. I worked neonatal ICU, but we had a cross train for like high risk deliveries and like.
Do you know what cross train?
Cross train. Cross train.
You lifted the babies. You tossed them to each other.
No, you know what I'm saying. But we had a. Yeah, cross. I don't even know, you know, but what I'm saying. But that always started with the normal newborn deliveries or something that would be not high risk. Yeah, from the time I was in nursing training to the time I was training for like high risk delivery team. No, I never liked watching a vaginal.
Okay, so here's the thing. OBGYNs, OGBYNs out there, we're deeply appreciative of the work you do.
Yes.
But the truth is nobody wants to see that, okay? So just keep the blanket up. Don't let the guy stand outside unless you need him for something.
Right.
And really, if I were to design a species, I would have the female go off in the woods and give birth and then come back. And it would be easy.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be like this. It wouldn't be nearly killing you.
Right.
It wouldn't be painful. It would be just a lot. I would do a better job on designing these things. I don't know. If there was a god who designed this, I would ask for a refund. Because this is just bad.
There's a lot of design flaws in the human body.
Okay, but this might be the biggest one.
This is
like
one of them.
If you want to make another human, here's how you do it. Oh, and by the way, it's not only going to be remarkably painful and a long, drawn-out process, it's also got a high chance of killing you.
Right. And the child. I mean, it's just, it's horrible.
But, you know, go forth and multiply.
Oh, God. Yeah. On that note, yes, no, not my favorite thing either. It's funny to hear you say that.
Kids are great to have, though.
It's what?
Kids are great to have, though.
Are they?
Once they're out, yeah. And, you know, after they figured out how to, you know, go to the bathroom on their own.
And then go to college. That'd be the day.
Yeah. I mean, that's a double-edged sword, but.
Yeah. No, I never wanted children.
Now you have chihuahuas instead, which is.
I have chihuahuas instead, and I'm so happy. They are my little fur babies.
Oh, yeah. Talking about them all the time. Like, you really have. You don't scream and yell at them at all. You don't throw shoes at them. You never throw shoes at them.
Oh, yeah. Last week.
I don't throw shoes at my chihuahuas, except for when I do.
That was last week. They're such good boys. They're hungry now. I probably should go feed them.
Yeah. Goodbye, Catherine.
Goodbye.